Yesterday, as the Jewish Day of Atonement came to a close, worshippers in synagogues around the world heard one last blast of the shofar, the ram's horn. It's blown mostly on the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and in the weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah. And then with Yom Kippur yesterday, the official shofar blowing season comes to a close. It's traditional for some members of a congregation to blow the shofar, and I have to say that the people who blew the shofar in my congregation did it extremely well. But last week, I heard from two independent sources that the woman who blew the shofar at another synagogue was exceptional, and that this shofar player even had a close relationship with the great jazz trumpet player, Dizzy Gillespie. So here, fresh from her star turn at Congregation Addis Israel in Washington, D.C., is Jenny Litvak. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And I want you to describe, first of all, the remarkable instrument you brought with you.
Well, this is a shofar. It's a ram's horn. It's about 3.5 feet long. And this one plays really nicely. Sometimes it plays like a bugle, but there's nothing man-made about it. Each shofar is different and plays differently.
And what happens in the synagogue is typically the rabbi would call out for a series of notes, and you as the shofar player respond.
Correct. There are basically four types of notes. There's tekiah, which is a medium-length note. There's shevarim, which is three shorter notes. Mm-hmm. A trua, which are 9 staccato notes. And then a tekiah gadola, where you basically take the biggest breath you can and hold it as long as you can.
How long do you hold that?
Well, at home, I normally am able to do about 40 seconds. But this year, during the services, with a little bit of divine inspiration, I guess, I was able to do 52. My son was counting with his watch.
That may be too long for our program, actually. Perhaps. It's a long program, but it may be too long for
We don't want any car accidents.
All right, okay. Well, first, before we get on to some more exotic playing on the shofar and your story as a horn player, why don't we hear some of those notes from the synagogue? I'll give you the call, okay?
Okay.
Tekiah, Shevarim, Terua, Tekiah. Now, you are also a trumpet player.
I am, yes.
When did you start playing trumpet?
Oh, I started many years ago when I was 12 years old.
You're a 12-year-old kid in Montreal playing the trumpet, and you told me your dad took you to a jazz club.
Yeah, my dad took me to the Rising Sun, a wonderful jazz club in Montreal, to hear Dizzy Gillespie play. And afterwards, I went up to him and I asked him if I could try his trumpet. You know, he had the famous trumpet that bent upwards. Mm-hmm. And I played, and I think he was impressed, so I asked him if I could have a lesson with him. So he invited me the next day, and I went in. My mother was waiting in the car outside, and she waited for 4 hours until she finally knocked on the door because we just hit it off. And after that, he just decided that I was his goddaughter, and so we developed a very special relationship.
To your knowledge, did Dizzy Gillespie ever try playing the shofar?
It's the type of thing he would do, but I never saw him do it. I never heard of it. He was a Baha'i, and then we used to have great conversations about Judaism and Baha'ism and the oneness of mankind. But I do say when I play, I also feel Diz. I feel his connection with me, and that feels really special.
Now, how about something completely out of the synagogue environment that you can play on the shofar?
Oh, would you like to hear taps?
Sure. Sure.
Taps.
Well, Jenny Litvak, thank you very much for coming here and for playing the shofar for us.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. It was a pleasure.
You want to try one tekiah gadola now? Okay.
Sure.
She went on for 32 seconds this time. I'll take this opportunity to tell you that you can see what makes this sound at npr.org, where there's a photo of Jenny Litvak's shofar, or ram's horn.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.